something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message Principles and Means for Growth.
Hallelujah.
Having a good life is very simple. Tell somebody it's very simple. It's very simple. It's very simple. Sometimes I tell people, don't take yourself too seriously. You are too serious. You are too serious. So serious, you look 5-10 years older than you really are. Very serious. Your life is full of... Every time you turn your neck, and you're looking at that way, then you might... What are you seeing? what are you seeing? The same thing that others are looking at and they're happy. You look and... Happy pastors. Do you remember? Say it again. Happy pastors. Again, happy pastors.
Happy congregations.
Yes, happy pastors, happy congregations. So whenever you have a happy pastor, you have a happy congregation. Bored, worn out pastor. Bored, worn out congregation. Now imagine that we've said that. And think about a pastor thinking now. It's true. Now, you would think he would change immediately. No, it's true. Lord, I think I need a break from my congregation. I am tired of boring them. I don't want to continue to bore them. Lord, I'm bored, and I'm boring them. What does it take to be happy? How much does it take? What do you need to do to be happy? I'm happy. I just don't like what is going on. Meanwhile, you are the only one going on. Nothing else is going on apart from you. Everything else is beautiful. There's only you. Happy pastors. Don't forget it. Yeah. You see a congregation that's happy, excited, because the pastor is happy and excited. Then you say, what if the pastor is not happy? There's a simple thing. If the pastor is not happy, it is not because something makes him unhappy. I guarantee you that with the word of God. A pastor that is not happy is ignoring the word of God. That person is ignoring the word. Let me say it again. A pastor who is not happy
is not unhappy because of anything he might think. He may pick on this or pick on that. And pick on this, I tell you, no matter what changes you make in all those things, he will still be unhappy. Why? Because happiness does not come from situations. Happiness does not come from circumstances. Happiness does not come because everything is all right. Happiness does not come because A, B, C, or D made you happy. Happiness doesn't come from any of those things. Happiness is one of the results of joyfulness. And joyfulness is a fruit of the Spirit. It is in your recreated human spirit, fueled by the Word of God. The Word of God fuels your joy. Once you ignore the Word, your joy is like fire, it's like a flame. When there's no fuel, what happens to the flame? Burns out. The Word of God fuels your fire of joy. When you find yourself disorientated, because it happens to pastors, and you know, sometimes it's not the speed with which you started the year that you might finish the year with. Many people start the year with great expectation. By May, everything has gone down. By September, they are confused. Yes. So joy doesn't come because things are happening correctly. Your happiness does not depend on how good things are. Otherwise, the people that live in the best houses will be happiest. The people whose families are complete, and you know, men and women who have their children doing so nicely in school, very respectful, and they're winning awards, all of these nice things, and you know, beautiful things happening to them in school. Those would have been the happiest people in the world, but they are not. The people who have committed suicide, and others wondered what could have gone wrong. They say everything was all right. He had the best family. He had the best job. He had enough money coming in. He had this. He was the best man in the community. Why did he hang himself? They can understand it. How could he? How could he hang himself? Everybody in the community praised him. His life was going on very well. You know what? Happiness doesn't come from all those things. If you like, build a long table where your children, great-grandchildren, great-great-great-grandchildren, they all come and meet you once every month. The family conference or family gathering, monthly, where they all come and happiness does not come from there. Happiness is one of the blessings that the joy in our spirit gives to us. Can you see it? And that joy only comes through the Spirit. And if you want to fuel your joy, stay in the Word. Stay in the Word. No one accuses us more than Satan. Do you know Satan is called the accuser of the brethren? How many of you know Satan is called the accuser of the brethren? What do you think that means? Do you think that when he is called the accuser of the brethren, it means he only accuses the brethren to you? He also accuses you to yourself. He accuses you to yourself. Maybe you are praying for something and it hasn't happened. Satan will tell you the reason it has not happened yet is because you are not fasting enough. You say, I'm not fasting enough. He said, do you remember the last time you fasted? By 9 o'clock you ate. God is not very happy about that. And you say, hey, it's true. You start repenting. You start repenting. The reason this is not happening and that is not happening is because of this. You think you are the one thinking. No, you are having a conference with the accuser of the brethren. He will accuse brethren to you. He will accuse you to you. God never accuses his children to you. He doesn't do it. Only Satan does it. And you know the interesting thing? When you hold someone responsible for something, you will not let it go. And meanwhile, he has never confessed to that crime that you have held him responsible for. You just know he's the one. So how do you know? I know him. I know him. He's the one. He's the one. And you will never take your mind away from it. You know what has happened? You have had a conference with the accuser of the brethren. It's as simple as that. Let me remind you. You don't need to do anything for somebody to like you. And you don't need to do anything for someone to hate you. Just remember, someone can look at you and dislike you, despise you, and hate you. And you've never done anything wrong. He has probably never met you. Bible says about Jesus, they hated him without a cause. He didn't do anything wrong. They hated him without a cause. If they did that to Jesus, why do you suppose that will never happen to you? If you don't want it to happen to you, continue to sow favor. Continue to sow favor.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling or to share your testimony with us, please call 090-296-92794. Or participate in our online church at www.christembassybeninzone1.org on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.